The structural framework of global environmental governance has officially transitioned from a system of voluntary diplomacy into an unyielding, enforceable legal baseline. Today, Friday, May 22, 2026, international legal teams, national policy desks, and carbon audit firms are re-evaluating long-term sovereign risk exposures after the United Nations General Assembly voted 141-8, with 28 abstentions, to pass the historic UNGA Climate Justice Resolution 2026. Following up directly on the landmark July 2025 advisory opinion delivered by the International Court of Justice, ICJ, this newly enacted declaration establishes that mitigating anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions is an absolute legal obligation under international law rather than an optional political choice. Under this framework, nations failing to implement due diligence in curbing emissions face direct international legal responsibility, stripping away the sovereign immunity defenses long utilized by the world's largest polluters. Scaling enforcement via the UNGA Climate Justice Resolution 2026 brought to the plenary floor by a coalition of over 100 nations led by the Pacific Island state of Vanuatu. The UNGA Climate Justice Resolution 2026 framework officially converts the abstract principles of the Paris Agreement into definitive customary international law. This transition shatters the traditional diplomatic legal shield along three distinct compliance tracks: the 1.5 degrees Celsius enforceable target. The resolution validates the ICJ's finding that the 1.5 degrees Celsius temperature ceiling is the only scientifically acceptable boundary for state due diligence. It dismisses the legal argument that nationally determined contributions, NDCs, are purely discretionary, reclassifying them as mandatory benchmarks that states must fulfill. The reparations precedent, in an unprecedented shift for international courts, a breach of these climate mitigation obligations is codified as an internationally wrongful act. This designation provides a comprehensive legal pathway for climate-battered, low-lying nations to seek full reparations, encompassing restitution, financial compensation, and structural satisfaction, from high-emitting states. The scope of liability: the mandate instructs national jurisdictions to police the full spectrum of carbon-intensive activity under their control, including fossil fuel extraction, industrial production, cross-border carbon leakage, and the maintenance of inefficient fossil fuel subsidies. Geopolitical rifts and factional breakdown. The final voting board exposed deep structural divisions between historical emitters, emerging petrostates, and vulnerable frontline communities. The dissenting core, 8 votes against, the micro-bloc that voted to reject the UNGA Climate Justice Resolution 2026 text consisted of the United States, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Israel, Belarus, Liberia, and Yemen. Dissenting delegates argued that the text attempts to engineer quasi-binding obligations out of a non-binding ICJ advisory stance, warning that creating a parallel enforcement track outside the traditional UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, will fracture global climate negotiations. The abstaining bloc, 28 abstentions, a fragmented middle tier, spanning emerging economies and traditional energy exporters like India, Iraq, Kuwait, Qatar, Nigeria, and Turkey, chose to abstain to protect their domestic industrial and development strategies from immediate foreign litigation. The unified front, 141 votes in favor. The overwhelming majority included the European Union bloc, the United Kingdom, Canada, Japan, China, Australia, and the G77 coalition of developing nations, putting wealthy historical emitters and major modern exporters on record backing the court's legal findings under the UNGA Climate Justice Resolution 2026. The State Environmental Liability Index, plain text operations model to help multinational legal desks, trade analysts, and sovereign risk departments evaluate corporate exposure without encountering database formatting or script rendering conflicts. The underlying liability formula is structured entirely in plain text. State environmental liability score equals sum across active years of max, zero, actual emissions minus target emissions alignment, times standard damage coefficient times vulnerability scaling factor. To break down how this tracking framework evaluates real-time sovereign legal liability under the UNGA Climate Justice Resolution 20.